Numbers 12. Although Moses was the most humble person in all the world, Miriam and Aaron started complaining.
Moses had no right to marry that woman from Ethiopia. Who does he think he is? The Lord has spoken to us, not just to him.
The Lord heard their complaint and told Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to come to the entrance of the sacred tent. There the Lord appeared in a cloud and told Aaron and Miriam to come closer. Then, after commanding them to listen carefully, he said,
I, the Lord, speak to prophets in visions and dreams. But my servant Moses is the leader of my people. He sees me face to face, and everything I say to him is perfectly clear. You have no right to criticize my servant Moses.
The Lord became angry at Aaron and Miriam. And after the Lord left and the cloud disappeared from over the sacred tent, Miriam's skin turned white with leprosy. When Aaron saw what had happened to her, he said to Moses,
Sir, please don't punish us for doing such a foolish thing. Don't let Miriam's flesh rot away like a child born dead.
Moses prayed,
Lord God, please heal her.
But the Lord replied,
Miriam would be disgraced for 7 days if her father had punished her by spitting in her face. So make her stay outside the camp for 7 days before coming back.
The people of Israel did not move their camp until Miriam returned 7 days later. Then they left Hazeroth and set up camp in the Paran Desert.